Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. It is the one and the only Sugarlicious me. I got a special and rare treat for you tonight. I know everybody's like, what the hell is she doing in on a Friday night? Well, first of all, I have no life. That's first. Second of all, my sisters from High Society wanted to answer some questions that you gave us to answer via a survey. Yes. Can you believe it? Live and ever so impersonal here with us. Anyway, without further ado, I'm going to bring the ladies from High Society in one at a time. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Sissy. Hold on. Next.
Hi.
And next.
Slow down.
Ladies, are we all on the air?
Like to make...
Hi. I think hello.
Hi.
Now we're all speechless. This is how we do. We're all speechless.
We're here.
Okay, I've got somebody else. Let me take her off hold. Hold!
Hey!
Ladies, I guess one by one, introduce yourself. Everybody already knows. I'm boring, but so, yeah.
Anyone? Hi, I'm Bomshi, Rima, Isaka, the Red Nose Reindeer Dancer. Yay. Hi.
Somebody has a show on while they're talking.
That's me. Hold on.
Yay. Well, hi, I'm Sanai, founder of Prestige and one of the founders of High Society. Y'all know me.
No. I'm hoping everybody is on because it's giving me an era.
Hey, I am Avia. I was
only life would give me an error. I can't believe it. Let's see here.
You know how black people get. You're considered rude and shit, right?
Okay, am I? I think we're all on. I'm not really sure because it's giving me an error. I'm not really sure why it's giving me an error.
Can you guys hear me?
Hello.
Hey, can everybody hear me?
Yeah. Hi, I'm hearing you.
Okay.
Yep.
Because I'm wondering, it's giving me an error for some reason or another. This is just not going to be cute at all. It's giving me an error. Anyway, I'm not really sure why it's giving me an error. This is just really strange for it to do this. I'm trying to, give us one moment, everyone, because I'm trying to figure out why it's giving us an error. So if you don't mind, I'm going to put you on hold for a quick second. And that hold would also include me. Thank you. Okay, I am trying to see while we have this air. I think I have Bamshi on. Sweetie, you on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, let me see. And next, who do I have right now?
What's Lisa?
And Bamshi.
Leah's here.
Okay, mm-hmm. Let's see. And who do I have?
Flush Blue Ivy.
Who do I have now?
Lulu.
Okay, and this is so weird. Hold on. And who do I should have everybody on, but for some reason no one's talking unless it's just me.
Yeah. So I think it's just you.
It's just wow.
Yeah, because everybody's talking.
It's just me. Oh my God. Okay. All right. So we're gonna ask this question. I'm hoping everybody is online right now. So I should have 5 callers. So do I have 5? How many do I have? Let's do a head count.
You have Sanai.
Okay.
You have Bamshi.
Okay.
You have Leah. I'm here.
Hey, Leah.
Okay, so I have everybody. Okay.
Hi.
All right. So who's going to ask the first question or answer, rather I say, the first question?
Is Lulu and Lessa here?
I am here.
Okay, so Lulu will be asking the questions. Go ahead, sis.
Is she all there?
Right, Lulu. So, first of all, this is for Prestige Magazine. This is Mars versus Venus, and I am Mrs. Venus, by the way. So what happens is we have readers, they ask us questions on our Ask FM page, and we have questions that's been asked in regards to relationships and sex via online. So our first question for the ladies of high society is a nasty one, obviously. These are all anonymous, by the way. So if you have a question, just go to our Ask FM page/Prestige Magazine. The first question of the evening is, ladies, what are different tricks to giving head so it's good for him and her?
We discussed this earlier a little bit.
We did.
Wait, can I take this one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Personally, I'm going to start with the things you don't do and work up to different tricks that you might want to do. One, don't attack a man's penis with your teeth thinking it's cute. Don't do it. Two, just because you bob your head a lot and slobber, don't think you're doing something. Three, if you're afraid of penis, balls, penis, anything of the such, you have no business being down there. Just get back up and try to do something different. Things you can try for both of you, try to position your body in a different manner. Try to lay your head upside down and do it that way. Try to, I'm just saying.
I'll try to, like, picture that.
Touch his balls as well when you are actually giving him head. And whatever you do, I learned this too. If you don't swallow, not everybody does. Don't move your head and say something along the lines of, "Oh, nigga, that's nasty," because nobody does that when they're going down on you. If you don't do it, just sit there and do what they do on the porno. Pretend like it's just the best shit ever and, like, take it on your, like, chest or something, then go take a shower afterwards. But don't just be like, "That's nasty," like you didn't just have your mouth all up on it. I'm just saying. Carry
oh
on.
My God.
Wow. I have to say that I learned also the more noise you make, the more it drives them crazy. Like, if you make noise
at them, right,
while you're doing it, they go insane. They love that. Like, they love it.
It's the vibrations from your
yeah,
your vocal,
and then
based on how far,
like,
down it is, yeah.
pop it out of your mouth, like use your cheek to make it pop. I don't know. I'm just saying,
I think
I've had a little experience, and he loves it. He loves it. Yeah.
I think my best advice is if you're going to be giving head and you're not good at it, you can put a penis on your face. And I mean, not no little love tap. I mean, you have to slap it. I mean, like, you know, like, I mean, you have to make some noise with it. I mean, it really drives me crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, the noise drives them insane. They love that shit. I don't know why, but you slobber a little bit, and you just make that sound.
Right,
it's
so special.
That's the other thing, I really don't, you know.
I think Tony said smack it on your face a little.
Yeah.
Keep eye contact,
you know,
as well. I don't know why, but
yes, eye contact.
Apparently
definitely.
Eye contact makes them feel like you're into
it. At the current moment, I'm around a male and whatever. And I'm asking him, like, why he said no, don't keep eye contact. Why would you say no?
No eye contact? Why don't we keep eye contact?
Maybe a little eye contact.
Because they don't want to see you doing your perversion? That's fine.
I don't want to see you.
I mean, I don't like to watch.
Let him pull your hair, too.
Do it.
Oh, my God.
Hold on, he's talking. Hold on.
I don't have nothing.
Okay, go ahead.
I
think that conversation got some crazy.
Lord, help me.
Please tell me. Okay, what's the next question?
Yeah, niggas is old.
Let's just say that eye contact
is kind of creepy.
All righty. So, the next question we have is, I have a problem being sexy for my man. Help. That isn't really a question, but they need help.
Being sexy for her man.
For herself?
Yes.
Does she have a problem being sexy for herself? I mean, I guess you wouldn't know.
Well,
that's
she didn't
question.
Elaborate, but
I think being sexy comes from, like, yourself. If you can sit there by yourself and look in a mirror and all this and have no problem, then that's step one. Step two is find your comfort zone. Wear stuff that you like. I don't mean sweatpants.
Leah,
I mean sexy stuff that you like.
Sissy and Leah, what's your advice? What would you say?
Being sexy for your man. I would suggest to get into a zone where you feel sexy in general. When you feel sexy in general, then it'll be easy to attract and allure and seduce your man because you already feel sexy within yourself. So if that means putting on some good scented perfume or, you know, sticking your fingers in your JJ or, I mean, whatever you got to do to get yourself in the mood where you're feeling all sensual, you know. And then your man will be like, oh, I want some ass and stuff. And, yeah.
I feel like a good spoonful of chocolate always makes me feel sexy. I don't know about everybody else, but...
I ate a bunch of chocolate a little bit ago. I feel sexy as hell. I gotta tell you that right now.
Man, it does. It makes me good. Hey, I eat poppy. Let me give you some chocolate right now.
No, I didn't.
I
think personally, like, when
going out to the
ladies
who... Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. My best advice is, like everyone else said, you have to feel sexy first. So my best advice to all females, along with men, do start with yourself and do things that make you feel sexy. Like, no lie, I have a set where I do a late night special set, and it's all freak music. If I'm off that whole day, I do things that make me feel so sexy. By the time I get to my set, I feel like some sort of sex goddess. Like, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm in the zone. Like, I'll take a bubble bath. I'll listen to erotic music, erotic poetry. Like, you know, I'll experiment with different things. But it comes from within. And when you feel sexy, you, like, it comes out. And Like, mm-hmm. if you feel oh so sexy, no man, even yours, is going to be able to resist that.
Okay, you're married. How do you handle being sexy for your husband?
Who, me?
Yeah.
She throws him against cars and runs him over and then says, baby, come here.
Angel is pretty easy because I can have on a baseball cap and some jeans and a tank top and he would think I'm sexy, so. But to make myself feel sexy, I agree with that. Like the bubble baths, and I love the smell of cologne on a man. To me, that's some, ooh, if they got a good smell of cologne, it's so sexy. So that kind of like heightens my like, oh, he smells good, you know. Grab him and, okay, anyway, let me calm down. But no, it's definitely bubble baths, music, music. You know, if you put something on to your skin that feels good to, you know, to your skin, it really makes you feel sexy. I think clothing makes you feel sexy. If you have on a, you know, like a piece of clothes that clings to you, that feels soft, and let me calm down. I think I need to take a break.
Okay. All right.
Can you hear some buzzing in the background then? Just saying.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey.
Hi.
There we go.
I think we need to go to the next question.
What's the next question?
Oh, jeez.
Alrighty. This is, we've actually been asked this question before. Hold on. I just lost it. Okay. Is it possible to love more than one person on SL?
Oh, woo.
Oh, my gosh.
Here we go.
That kind of depends on the level of love that you're speaking of.
Yeah.
Like, are you speaking of a surface love? Are you speaking of, like, I love her, she's my homegirl, I love her, she's my sister, I love her, she's my SL daughter, or are you speaking on romantic love? And if so, in real life, you can love several people. You know, it doesn't have to be that you have, like, a romantic, I want to fuck you every second love. Like, it could be a, you know, I love the person that you are sort of love, and perhaps one day maybe I would want to be with you sort of love, or there are different levels of love and intensity. Being in love with someone, though, I think you can only really do with one person, truthfully.
Okay, so do you think that a guy can be with two persons?
A guy can be with two people? Like,
and tell them both of them they love him at the same time?
Well, hell yeah. That's some Mayan shit, though. I mean, sorry. They're lying. When they say that, I believe. Because I think that sort of energy that you have to be in love with somebody, you can really only extend with one person. Truthfully, I think the second person would be a lie. That's my opinion.
I honestly, what I think it is, I don't think it's so much as being in love with more than one person. I think you may like or want a person that's
like
a lust. So you'll grab different things from a person, and that's what you basically are attracted to. But I don't think you can be in love with two people. I think being in love is to the bone. You can only be in love. I think you can only be in love really one time in your life. That's just my view. I think that feeling that you just do anything for a person only comes one time. I don't think it ever matches again. So I don't agree with that. I think that you may like want or feel like you love what each person has going. And if you could wrap them up in one person, you probably would wrap them up in just one perfect person. But as far as that goes, no, I don't think so. It's just being greedy.
I think Second Life is in the most, it deals based off your emotions rather than physical, because everything is more mental on Second Life. You're appealing to people's mental fantasies. So if more than one person is doing that and you get in a state where you feel, you know, adoration towards more than one person, I do believe it's possible. However, I agree with Sugar. I have been in situations where, like, I've been stuck on just one person, couldn't get over that one person. That one person had my heart, but, excuse me, I was able to move on, but, you know, it just wasn't like that one person, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you can move on or, you know, but at the same time, I mean, everyone's different. Some people aren't meant for monogamous relationships, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so, okay, well, how would you feel about, okay, your significant other, being your significant other in real life, but messing with somebody on SL?
I feel like, and I don't do it because I personally have a thing against it, I feel like there's lines that you, there's boundaries that you need to set. The day you're with somebody on SL and you do the whole exchanging phone numbers thing and they're texting your phone telling you, babe, I love you, babe, I miss you,
right.
I feel like that's when you're crossing lines. But if it's strictly on SL, like y'all talk on SL and that's it, like you close your computer and they disappear, and I don't mean you have Yahoo, you get on Skype, ooh, none of that, no, strictly on SL. And after
so
that, they disappear, then that's okay. I mean, we have SL Facebook, so, I mean.
Yeah.
But okay. I'm talking, like, your real-life Facebook. If this person's commenting, babe, you look hot, no. you see them on Skype. Because a lot of people underestimate seeing somebody on, taking it from, you know, hearing somebody talk. Like, if you see two avatars typing, that's one level of connection. You take it to the next level when you mic up. And then you take it to another level when you decide we're going to cam up. And then I'm going to get your number, because the next thing is, okay, well, let's meet up. And that's when people get caught up. So if you have a significant other in real life and they're aware of your SL, they know what's going on, and you keep your significant other on SL, strictly on SL, I see no problems. The way people get tied up is if you're married in real life or whatever, and I don't know why people do this, but like say you're married in real life, the person you're married to is your sibling on SL, and you're dating somebody else. And this person has your phone number, y'all crossing some major lines right there.
Wow, that's weird.
Some people have that fantasy. You know that. I mean, I won't mention any names, but I remember a couple who were role-playing brother and sister for the longest. And the guy fell in love with her, and they were going back and forth. They were actually seeing each other back and forth. And then one time, I guess the brother got upset and said, you know what, I'm really her husband. And the whole thing just exploded in everybody's face. But to me, when you play games like that, you're playing with dynamite, because you don't know how a person feels. A person falls in love with you, and you're lying and saying, oh, yeah, that's my brother. I mean, seriously, if Angel and I were married in real life, if I ever had the opportunity of being with this man in real life and we made other characters, there's no damn way I'm going to say that he's my brother. I'm sorry.
Right.
Especially if, excuse my French, you didn't dig me, I'm sorry. That ain't happening. Once you get the dick, the brother and shit is, you know, you can't, how you gonna role play that?
Yeah.
You can't role play that. I'm sorry, but that's just, to me, that's some sick, twisted shit that people just do. You have to be some sick, twisted fucker to get on the game and say, hey, this is my brother. When you know good and well at night, you're sleeping with this person, this is your husband, and you wedded it, or your wife.
Yeah.
So, to me, that's a little bit too much. That's too much.
So the next question is, how do I attract good men, as in ambitious men? All the guys that like me are lame.
I want to touch it, but somebody else needs to first.
Well, I think I'll go ahead and answer that.
No, hold on. My friend just told me that because females are attracted to bad boys. That's not true. No, it's not.
I don't necessarily believe that. I believe that
they
have
a lot of women out there
who have a misconception that they want a bad boy, and they want to turn him into a good guy, but only bad for them. Like, that's the misconception. Now, a lot of women and a lot of men lack the common sense of surrounding themselves with ambitious people. I myself am ambitious. Am I a bad girl? Hell yes. You see where I'm going with this? You see where I'm
right.
going with this?
Right.
Oh, are you afraid? It's all in who you okay. surround yourself with. You have to surround yourself with ambitious, forward-thinking people, because if you surround yourself with these lame people who aren't going anywhere, then that's what you're going to get.
Well, hold on. I surround myself with a lot of ambitious people, and I still get, like, lame-ass people in my box.
Exactly.
Like, hello, shoe boy. Remember that, dude?
Okay, I remember shoe boy. But who
like,
are we hanging out
really?
With at the time? Look at the time when we were hanging out with shoe boy. Who else were we hanging out with? Were we on the level that we are on now?
No.
Now versus look at who you attract now versus back then.
Yeah,
I don't think it has to do with who you serve. I don't think it's all about who you surround yourself with. Let me not say all the time. It's partially who you surround yourself with. And a lot of women on SL, and I see this just on Facebook, and this might be considered one major sub or one major thing that people need to watch out for. If you tell me, for all the feeds I've seen of women saying, I want a good man, I want a good man, I want a good man, I want a good man. I personally don't have one. But what I can say is this. If you say you want a good man and you roll up to any club on SL with booty shorts or with your panties in your bra and your high-heeled shoes, much like going to a club, why do you expect to meet a good, ambitious man at a club? Just like in real life, would you expect to meet your husband at the club? It happens every once in a blue moon, but for the most part, no. Second, don't dress like you want to be somebody's fuck buddy for the night and then feel some type of way when you are somebody's fuck buddy for the night. Don't do that. Don't come looking like yesterday's trash and expect somebody to treat you like the future's treasure. That doesn't even make sense. You come correct, they'll come correct. Sometimes you get the mess ups and then you kick them out.
So, Twenty, what she's saying is don't go to Zone 3, buy a bunch of shoes, and expect to get my smile at you.
Oh, my God.
Man, he was on it. He was stalkerish, too, man. That was like a year ago. He scared the shit out of me.
Is Aaliyah still here? Aaliyah?
Yeah, I'm here.
Thirsty.
Because she had, like, the softest voice of all of us. What's your feedback on it? Like, the whole question?
Well, to be very blunt, I think the question is thirsty as hell. Like, I think it's just thirsty. Like, I'm not trying to go in on nobody, but seriously, like, if you posting on your page, I need a good man, that just reeks of thirst to me. Like, damn, you can't just, like, relax and go through you. And I mean, I just feel like if you can go do you and be you and be your ambitious self, then you'll attract the people. I'm so sorry, my thing is going on. But you'll attract the people that you're looking for. So, you know, sip some water, relax, and perhaps your man will come to you. Yeah.
Sis said you need some Gatorade.
First of all, I'm not thirsty.
Well,
I don't need it. Okay. I'm perfectly fine.
What does she mean? What does she mean by lame? Because I know there's a lot of chicks. If a guy doesn't look like they think they should look or speak like they think they should speak.
I think what she meant was probably like someone who like isn't ambitious, just a log on, doesn't do anything, like, you know, or maybe he just is whack. I mean, like, I don't know what her definition of whack, but whack to me,
or lame,
or lame to me on Second Life is someone who, like, I don't want to say
no ambition.
Isn't doing anything. Because a lot of people just log on just to log on. They don't want to work. I mean, not everybody gets on SL to work or do something constructive. They just want to chill and hang out. But maybe, for me, lame is someone who uses other people to get what they want and aren't doing anything at all. You know, they just want to use you. I don't know. That to me, it's like a leech, you know. I mean, just a bum guy. Just like an RO, you have these bum guys who don't have a job. They aren't doing anything with their lives.
Don't do nothing.
They're laying up on your couch and looking at you like, oh, did you go to get some ass today?
I'm on my damn couch. Don't play that shit.
Wait, I have a question. How do you know that you're in love with somebody?
I would,
on SL or in real life? In real life.
The one time I knew
was usually I'm a I don't care type of individual. Not that, you know, if you somebody died in your family or if you're hurt, I won't care, but more like if I already texted you your good morning for the day, or I texted you back your good morning for the day, don't text me for the rest of that day. Don't call me every 5 minutes. I don't care to hear from you after you've already
had one five-minute conversation
with me. I have things to do. I have places to go. Get off my phone. If I see you and we're going somewhere, I don't need you to be, like, right on me. I need, like, arm swinging length in between us. Not that I don't care for you, just that I like my face. So if I actually want you to hold my hand and I actually love talking to you and I speak to you regularly, like more than one or two text messages to say good morning and I'm home or whatever, then I might have some deep feelings for you. If I wake up thinking about you, go to sleep thinking about you and say stuff and then stop, oh, when we're married, then I know that it's very, very deep. I still don't want to say in love just because I'm that pessimistic. But, yeah, for the most part. But then
when you just
talk to
real, that's when you know if you're in love.
Right.
Because apparently I stalked Ray.
Oh, gosh. I think for me, I think love is different for everyone. And every person that you come in contact with, whether you fall in love with them or have love for them, you know, if you're putting your feelings out there, for me, my feelings equate to my pride. So it's very hard for me to put my feelings out there with the fear of getting rejected. But when I know that I really have strong, undeniable feelings for someone, I go out of my way for them. Occasionally, if I feel needed, because I'm a Virgo, I don't want to bring, you know, astrology in this. I'm a Virgo. I have to feel needed in my relationship. So if my significant other, if he needs something, I'll go buy it. It doesn't matter. Or I'll make it. You know what I'm saying? When I start getting to that point, I know it's serious. If I call you all the time, it's serious. Like, if I'm doing extra that I don't do with other guys, I know it's serious.
Right.
Okay, answer the question. What if a guy doesn't express... What would you prefer, a guy that doesn't express his feelings to you or a guy that expresses his feelings to you?
How many of them met a guy that expressed their feelings?
Define express feelings, because there's over-expression in my head.
Yeah.
So what do you mean by express feelings?
Okay, so basically say, oh, you and the person got into an argument or whatever. And when you and the person get into an argument, the first thing that would come out this guy's mouth is, I don't care. Okay, I don't care.
Oh my God, you sound a little bitter over there.
That sounds right.
Yeah,
what?
You
want to
share
that? I don't care.
That was a very serious
talk. I'm rude. Honestly, I'm rude. Or whatever. I'm a rude person. Like, y'all know me. Like, I'm hella rude. But it's like, sometimes you just want to reach through the phone and just choke the life out that person, and you be good for the day. Like, yes!
Right.
Dang, she's so vibrant.
Or, for dinner, I don't care.
I think when you get to that point, you need to step back and breathe.
You need to break up, right.
This is a neighborhood disclaimer. I don't advocate violence. I'm going to put that out there right now for my listeners.
Go ahead. I think when it gets to the point of somebody telling you they don't care, I'm more of a person who I listen to what it is you say as well as how you say it. So the day I'm with you and you tell me some shit like I don't care, please believe the next time you say, babe, I love you, here goes me. I don't care. I'm just spiteful. I'm going to admit it. But I feel like it just depends. If you have someone who tells you they don't care, I think that's good for you because you know where you stand and you might want to reevaluate the amount of care and love you put into that conversation, situation, relationship, whatever. A dude that expresses himself, you'd be just like with girls, you can have a girl who expresses themselves to the end, but there's going to come a time where they're not going to express what needs to be expressed. So whether you have a dude that's very expressive, who expresses themselves often, or you have a dude that doesn't, a dude who doesn't express himself, when push comes to shove, he will say how he feels. You don't need to push him. So I think everybody eventually expresses how they feel if it's important enough. It just depends on what they consider important.
Yeah, I can't really personally deal with people who can't express their feelings. I'm a very emotion-led person. Not to say I'm sensitive, but I'm in tune with my emotions very much so. But I can't really deal with people who aren't, who can't at least express that they're angry about something or that they're, you know, some people, they'll be in a relationship with you and they'll carry something throughout numerous days. Like, say you drop their favorite tasty cake on the ground or some shit and threw it away. And, you know, like, 3 days later, they'd be, like, zapping out on you because you dropped their damn tasty cake on the ground. Like, where did the tasty cake argument even come? Like, I threw that away, like, 3 days ago. You're going to zap out on me today because I threw it away 3 days. Like, why didn't you say something when I threw it away? You going to wait? Like, who does that? Like, I don't like that. Like, communication is everything in relationships. And if people can't effectively communicate, then they won't have, like, a good relationship, in my opinion. So it's very integral part of your relationship to communicate and to express your feelings, express your anger and all that shit. Yeah.
I think for me, I'm in a situation right now where my guy, he doesn't feel the need to express himself. He rather show me. Like, he's more like he wants to show me versus tell me. But he expects me to know what he's feeling. Like, it confuses the crap out of me. Because he's like, well, I shouldn't have to tell you I love you. Well, why not? I didn't know until now because you said I should know. Like, I didn't know. Like, yeah, you do stuff for me. But, you know, there's a line where you're like, okay, is he doing it out of obligation or is he doing it because he cares? Like, why? Like, for me, I have to overthink everything. So if you don't specifically tell me how you feel, I'm going to overthink everything else.
You don't care. Exactly.
Stop talking
loud. I'm not talking to you.
Lord.
I'm not talking about you. Go sit down.
Oh,
or go to the other side of the room. Anyway. As I was saying, and that's the next question.
The next question is, how long do you have to wait before, what's an acceptable time to wait before you start perming?
A day.
Hour.
Oh, my God. 3 minutes.
No? It depends on what it is you want, I suppose.
What do you want out of the relationship?
They want a serious relationship.
Hey, wait, a few weeks.
Come on. You want a serious relationship?
A few weeks in SL is like.
That's like a 3 month rule right there. A couple weeks is like a 3 month rule to me. I mean, I don't know.
I just like to say, I think it depends
it
on your level
like
of freakiness. It depends on
yes,
your level of
okay.
freakiness. Two, what it is you want.
Okay,
and three,
so
who it is you're
I
doing.
Need to try
how, when, okay, so how how long did you guys wait? I know some of the ladies in high society are in relationships. How long did you wait before you started perming?
Shit, I should not be the first day. Fuck that.
Oh, my God.
Well, actually, I was married before I primed my husband. So, yeah, I waited until marriage.
Oh, wow. Over there.
When I was in a relationship, I never primed.
Really?
Man, I never primed. Mm. No.
A lot of people... Like, a lot of people,
I was in a relationship. That's the thing. Like, neither one of my boyfriends were into it. Like, it wasn't, we cuddled, but never primed.
Were you into it? Did you deprive your pickles of
penetration? No, actually, it was a relief. It was a relief because I'm not into it. That's just something I'm not really into a lot.
Is it because you don't know what to say?
I think that's what it is, because I have no idea
how
to go about
everything.
I'm just like, oh, yeah, oh, baby, oh, yeah, come
20
on.
20 is shy. 20 is a shy. She's shy.
No.
She's shy.
She's shy.
That's what I say. So in the last few men that she's dated have been shy. So if she has someone more outgoing and is assertive instead of more, I think she tends to date more the submissive type men like herself, because I know for a fact my 20s submissive. So
kind of date,
right?
I need a dominating
the same personality. So she needs someone who's dominant, and then like once they get her in that, you know, that flow of things, she's good to go. I can only assume. But from looking at the guys that she has dated, they tend to be, I think they want her control, and she doesn't have that personality.
Right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right, actually, because it's just not me. Like, they were the same personality I was. Not that there's anything wrong with it, because there's nothing wrong with it. They're both really great guys. But it just didn't. I mean, I need someone who's more assertive, I guess.
I need
a dominating force in my life.
My last serious relationship, we were into all kinds of sexual activities. When we started trimming, we waited probably about like two or three months almost. It was around 2 or 3 months. Before we started perming.
I think that's sensible.
Now the other thing, I mean, like, we were into phone sex and everything, and that like probably lasted about a good 2 weeks. 2 or 3 weeks before we did that. So
the phone body is the disease. It's like, no,
so what do you prefer priming or phone boning?
I prefer phone boning. I prefer the real thing as well, but
yeah. I prefer priming, actually. I'm a writer. I love to write, and to me, writing love stories and erotic novels is a turn on to me. I don't really need you to moan in my ear in real life. Because, you know, some people don't sound very good. They sound like monsters and shit. So, you know, and not, I don't always, like, voice with people that I have traditionally been with. Like, I don't really feel the need to take it outside of SL. I guess I'm an old school SLer, you know, one of the people who was around before voice was here and shit. So I really didn't need to hear anybody on. And I have a tongue ring, so if you hear it clicking between the teeth, that's what that is. But yeah, I don't really feel the need all the time to get on the phone with someone. I don't need to hear your voice to perform the action, you know.
My prim pousse gets lots of action.
Well, what about cream sugar?
I said my prim pousse gets lots of action.
With her pinky up in the air.
Hmm?
As she types erotically.
Yeah, well,
right.
You know,
high five. That's the classy way to prim. What?
Yes. Splash me, keep her pinky up in the air as she rides your beautiful plastic shingles into
Lord help me.
With furs warm and a lollipop in her mouth. Yes. Yeah.
With her pinky in the air. Yes. Good job.
With her pinky
beautiful.
In the air. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
How's that for a ride?
What is the proper way to prim? Because there you have some people who just hop on the pose balls and get on mic, or you have the people who emote. Like, what is the proper way?
Is there a proper way to prim?
There is.
Is there a proper way? Like, should we take a prim etiquette class? I mean,
wait.
Yeah,
I don't see a prim etiquette class. Is there one of those? Can I go?
I don't think there is a proper way. I don't think there's a proper way. I can say there's a proper way to emote. That I can say.
Yeah.
That I feel like there needs to be classes for. Because I see some people and I just shake my head and be like, sorry, crashed. But
I just crash in the middle like,
I crash and don't come back. But I feel like I don't think there's a proper way to prim. That's like saying, is there a proper way to have sex? I mean, it's just what you like to do, I suppose.
Yeah,
some people
I believe
will prim standing up with clothes on.
Mm.
Well, without getting too much into this, because I don't want my husband to be like, To me, you have to have some type of imagination. Because if you're just like, okay, I'm putting it here, I'm putting it there, it goes here, this goes there. Wait a minute, I put that there, that was wrong. Get a little imagination. Should I say this? If you're talented, like my husband, where you can talk your ass, and I'm not going to go any further than just say that, then hell yeah. You can talk your way through it.
It's chocolate time.
I need some chocolate again. I need chocolate, but yeah. I'm not going to go into any more detail than that, but just to say that, yeah, I'm very happily married. Very happily married.
Yes, high five to being happily married.
Girl.
I agree. Three times. What?
Three times?
Three times.
Okay, cool.
I
agree that I'm happy.
Oh, no, she was saying something different. She's
okay. I've only been married once in game. I've only had one relationship out of the long time I've been since 2004. I've only had one relationship in game, and that's with my current husband, because when I first started, I wasn't thinking about, I'm old school like Aaliyah is. I wasn't thinking about the voice and the permanent thing. That was like, just something that you just really didn't really talk too much about.
Mm-hmm.
But now, things are different. Things are different. Things are different. I think we better go to the next question before I get in trouble. My husband's going to be like, what are you talking about?
Lord.
What's
all right. The next question is, how do you guys feel? Huh?
How?
Like,
I missed that one.
Skype sex, ooh.
Can I get this? The whole, how do we feel about video sex, Skype sex, ooh, sex, all that?
Oh, I think that's
like, you mean watching it?
I think that's a no-no. Skype sex?
No.
I mean, for me, I would not.
I'm sorry. I personally.
Go ahead. No, you're fine. Go ahead.
Okay. I personally, and I don't know who said it, but not to bring astrological science, but being the Scorpio that I am, I have trust issues. I don't trust anybody but my damn self. Okay?
Exactly.
So
yes.
The day you want to tell me some BS, like let's get on Skype and ooh, and I'm doing it too. I'm sorry. There's this thing called a double standard. Nobody likes it, but it's not going to change just because people don't like it. I've seen people get put on blast for nothing. I've seen whole websites devoted to ruining people, and people don't understand that that ruins your real life as well as SL. Hell no. You're not getting me on camera. You're not getting me on nothing. I don't give a damn if this means I'm supposedly a man because I'm not showing you. I don't give a damn. You don't see shit. You want to show me yours? That's beautiful. I hope you trust me enough to believe I'm not going to take pictures, but I'm not going to lie. I probably will.
I hope you're waiting because I will
keep those screenshots. I'm a beast with screenshots. I see something I like. Picture, 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 picture.
Hell
picture.
Yeah.
Picture.
This collection.
I have to totally agree, especially since you've seen these websites where people were posting real life, even posting people's real life children's pictures, which to me, you got to be a sick, twisted fucker to, you know, to talk about a child. I don't care if the child is ugly or cute. You got to be really twisted and sick to post a child's picture to poke fun at. So I agree with that. When you take your clothes off, you basically, you have no control. If you allow someone to see you that way that you think you can trust, then you have, you basically just give them total control because they can do anything they want to do with that picture because once it's on the net, that's it. It's there. There's no way of getting it off. I don't give a shit what you do. Once it's there, it's there. So you have to be careful about that. And I agree, you should never prim on cam. I don't think you should. I think it's just, I'm going to not mention someone else's name, but there was one young lady who did it, and basically it was all over the place within 24 hours, you know, and
right.
I think that's a lot of, that happens to a lot of people, you know, you think, oh yeah, I trust you, and just like she said, I don't give a shit what you think, if you can't take my voice from me being a female, then fuck you, then I'm not going to get on air and go, oh yeah, see, this is the right boob, this is the left boob, see, no, sorry.
This is the vajayjay,
no,
nope,
not happening. So,
right.
I agree with that 100%.
Yeah, I agree also. That's not happening. That's kind of corny also. Like, I would never, no. Because while they're looking at it and everything, oh, you're the best girlfriend ever. But as soon as you break up with them, oh, that bitch, she was on Skype with me. Let me show you how she popped that coochie on cam.
Right, exactly.
So, no, I'm not for that.
Yeah. All right, so next question is from a guy. I want to have a threesome with my SL girlfriend, but I'm scared to bring it up. How
should I? Let us bring it up for you. What's your name? We'll let her know.
Right.
Oh, Lord, right?
Don't be scared to bring it up.
I guess maybe that she will be against it. And I guess he really wants to.
I say just bring it up. Just like, you know, hey, what would you think about this? Just a situation.
First.
You don't have to. You might be surprised. She might actually be into it and be like, oh, hell yeah, what's going on?
Right.
Jokingly first, like, ha ha, girl,
like, she might be scared to admit it. Like, she might be scared to admit it, and she might be scared to bring it up also. But it might be, I mean, this is SL. It's Second Life. Things you can't do in real life or what you feel that you cannot do in real life, you're going to play them out in Second Life. If threesome's not something you could do in real life, hell yeah, I'd do it on Second Life. Why not? Shit.
It's not
Second
Life. But, you know, don't just TP her to a sex hotel and you have this girl spread on all floors.
No,
like, hey, babe,
talk about it first.
Don't do that. I think what you should start off by doing is talking about her fantasies. Don't just be like, oh, babe, you know, by the way, I want to do this. No. Say, what if there's one thing you could do sexually, like fantasy-wise, what is it? You have to have a lot of conversations building up to that. If your girlfriend is shyer and she's not a blown-out freak, and you don't know how to approach her, then you should take a subtle route and, like, just talk about her fantasies with her. And in turn, if she's a good girlfriend and she's worth it, she will ask you, well, babe, what are your fantasies? And, you know, you can mention it to her and ask her how she feels about that. I think that's the best approach.
Wait, I think some girls will automatically think that they're trying to cheat. I think that's what a lot of guys are afraid of. Like, if you mention it, they're going to be like, are you trying to cheat on me? And I think that's
what... Or you're trying to his fault.
Right.
And then again, you also have the girls, and you have to know, I guess this means knowing, and I'm going to play devil's advocate, but this means knowing who your girlfriend is. There are some women on that cell who are so desperate to get and keep a man, they'll do anything. So technically, you can't just touch them down to a hotel in front of a biddy and be like, babe, you and me are smashing her. And she's going to be like, okay, just know who your girlfriend is. If you know your girlfriend is crazy and insecure, and she's going to go off the handle and be like, you're cheating on me with this girl, and now you want me to be okay with it, it's probably best to keep your fantasy to yourself.
Right.
If you know your girlfriend might be into it and might not, it's best to bring it up and talk to them. It just depends on knowing who you're dealing with. If you're dealing with a psycho, I don't know why you're dealing with them, but my advice to you is don't do it.
Walk away. Good advice.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. We've been on here for an hour now. We're going to take a break. Please stay tuned. Me and my girls will be back in a couple of minutes.
I make music to numb your brain.
Maybach music.
Right away.
New young, love the beat in the box. Breezy, tonic, fresh like rain. My beat man's cool, he's the freakiest box. Bang a fox, singing on my coat, rock, singing on my chain. And that's how you know I've been hunting the game. Bang, bang, and I hit it with impeccable aim. Bang, bang, and I blow it up. They don't know what's up, but they think for a second that I do it for the fame. Cause I make music to
bottle, I'm ballin' like Robert Griffin. Never made love, I had to come from a distance. Said I was a Mason, Martin Margiela. Triple beam, Vaseline, that's full of cheddar. Yellow brick road, I'm told it's just a cakewalk. Now it's Philip Lim on them, no more eight balls. Uncut, my love, that's all thug. Call it different names in the middle of the plug. Went on world tours, paid in all cash. Top floor views, my wall is all glass. All paid dues, but normally fall fast. Same bitch you shitting on, the only thing that'll last. I'm trying to see 100 of them. Kobe Bryant money, nigga, you ain't gotta love them. Swish, new rims on the six. Tell me that you numb if you not feeling this, Rick.
When I make the way, you ride it. Ride the way. If you're insane when it's late in the night, you could smoke one, pop one, close your eyes. Can you see this in your mind?
Hello, hello, hello. I am back with my sisters from High Society and Prestige Magazine, along with Rebel Gal. We are talking tonight about different issues that you have actually asked, you, the public at large, have asked Prestige about. So there's been all kind of questions. Everything's been just basically been about love and sex and priming, and, you know, I want to see something about, you know, something a little bit different. But I guess when she pulls out her bag of questions, maybe we'll have some different type of questions. But we've had some very, very, very interesting questions. I've just been kicked back and letting my sisters do their thing, because this has been really, really fun and interesting. I kind of try to keep quiet because I'm like the shy one of the bunch. So, yeah, I keep quiet. I'm going to bring my girls back on for you now. without further ado, ladies, are
thank
you all back?
You.
Hello.
We're back. Hello.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And
right,
I guess we have our next question.
Yeah, I have a question. Okay, personally, I have a very short anger problem. Like I'm ticked off with the smallest things that everybody shouldn't be ticked off at.
and me
personally, I let it sit and it boils and it boils and it boils and it boils. And the person will do one little thing, just probably just bump me, and I go off.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah. I've heard that happen personally, yep.
Well, 20,
I'm sure, let's not talk about you.
I'm sure Chase McKnight remembers that.
So what is your question?
What would you say? I've taken anger management classes.
Well, I was about to say anger management.
You need to smoke something.
You need anger management classes.
I've taken anger management classes. I've taken all those dumb classes or whatever, but it's like I tried counting from 1 to 10, and it still doesn't work. I get so pissed off.
Maybe you should count to 30.
No, I don't.
Maybe you're chemically imbalanced. You go to your doctor.
I think I have a bit of
an anger issue myself that people don't too often see. Thank the Lord. It takes a lot for me. I've had to personally build up my tolerance for my anger. So for me, I do what you do. I do bottle it up. But I feel like sometimes I'm over-patient. Like, I have so much patience with people by the time I get pissed off to the point where I'm about to snap. It's horrible. And I've seen you go off on the object of your, you know, the person who hurt you off, or people in general. And I think that you and I would benefit if we stop bottling things in and stop letting the little things get to us and letting them know then and there, like, hey, I didn't like that. You know, I didn't like that.
Okay, go ahead and finish. I have another one, a good one.
I just think if we both stop doing that, we mentally would be healthier. Because we do have personalities where we do let little things get to us. And it might not get to us right away. It might fester over time. And, like, it's like a snowball effect. Like, but we have to, you know, we have to stop it. It's just because, I ain't gonna lie, you do get psycho sometimes. I worry about you.
You talk it out. Like, every morning we talk, and I see you talking stuff out. So that might help a little, too. Just learn how to talk it out. Like, even if it's not with him, the other person, if it's not with the other person, talk to somebody else. Talk to Lulu. Talk to me. Talk to your other sisters. Write it out. Like, that's what helps me
to write
stuff out.
Yes. Y'all know how much
write
poetry
it out.
I do. Y'all know how much
poetry Aaliyah does. Yeah.
Girl.
Talk it out. Like, I do, like, my little voice messages, I will talk and I'll scream in them. And then I'll actually listen to it later to see how angry I was. And then I kind of calm down with it. Like, oh, my God.
Can
you know what? I need to
Lisa
calm down.
Angry?
Huh?
Can y'all imagine Lisa angry?
Right?
Oh, I've gotten angry. Oh, my God.
I've gone to Aaliyah's spoken words, and I know she's heard me go off.
I've heard Aaliyah go off when she did the speech. I've heard her go off. I was like, ooh, she did.
That's like a number one outlet for me too, is writing. Like, as soon as I feel it and I get to the point where I'm like, okay, I'm about to snap on somebody, I'll do what 20 does. I'll turn on my voice recorder and I will spit a, like last time I was so upset over the whole bullying thing, I ended up spitting a 14-minute poem. It's But I was so upset. But I, like, I channeled my anger in a creative way. So when I went back and I listened to it, it was so emotional for me. I just started crying. I cried for you guys on the phone. I was so upset. But I got it out. And, you know, I felt better about it afterwards. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Absolutely how I process my anger, because I can bottle things and hold it up, because I like to be cognizant of other people's feelings. So, like, I try my best not to go off on people. I really, really do. And so in order to channel my anger, I do the same thing. I write it out and release it.
No.
Right.
I have a male friend or whatever. He's in a relationship with a female that they don't live together. They live about 40 minutes away from each other. So with them living 40 minutes away from each other, when she comes around him, this is what he says. When she comes around him, she's, like, more laid back. And their relationship is okay. Like, there's no problem. But when they're away, he says she gets, like, crazy. Like, she calls him with the stupid stuff. And one thing that he did, he hit up her mom, flirting with her mom.
What?
Flirting with her mom, and she found out that he flirted with her mom. She found out that he flirted with her mom or whatever. And I told him, I was like, that was messed up. And he said that it wasn't messed up because SL is SL and they're real.
Okay. Can I just say this? If you are dating someone on Second Life and you take it RL, do not talk to their family members. Just like if it was, if y'all were just chilling on SL, and you're dating someone, whether it be, you know, whatever, you don't date, like, I don't want to date someone in RL who is talking to my twin or talking to my mom on SL. I don't want that. I don't care if it's just SL, because at the end of the day, if I'm real life with you, I obviously have real feelings for you. I don't care if you have game feelings for my family member. Like, why would I want to be involved with you? I have pride, and I don't want, like, I don't, what if, say this hypothetically, this person's mom that your RL boyfriend was talking to, what if her mom caught feelings for the guy? What if she caught feelings for him? Like, and then it gets to the point where, oh, I want to see you in real life. So what do you tell her then? Oh, I can't see you because I'm dating your daughter in real life? That ruins relationships. You're setting yourself up for failure. And if you guys are acting crazy, you have to evaluate, well, am I doing stuff for her to act crazy over, like talking to her SL mom? I mean, I'm sorry, that's a legitimate reason for me to go up on somebody. That's legitimate. That's a valid reason. Because if it was reversed, if she was talking to his SL dad, would he feel the same way?
I feel like I personally have an issue when I don't care. It's not even just a real life situation. I've seen a lot of families get messed up over boyfriends and girlfriends and husbands and wives, period. And I personally, my philosophy on SL families, because I see a lot of people who, like, you, like me, my main account, a lot of people know, some don't. My main account, I'm a teen.
I might be a bad teenager to some people. I think I'm an angel. But whatever. I'm aware that my role play is a teenager. I try, you know, I'll push boundaries, but within my role play. I feel like a lot of people forget that once you say, I'm going to be your mom, that is now your role play to be my mom. And I'll be damned if my real life mom ever so much as looked twice at a dude I'm talking to. My real life father wouldn't look twice at me. Well, he don't talk to me, but you get the point. So when I see SL relationships to where, you know, a dude, okay, say a dude is talking to my TT, my mom, my sister, my brother, I don't go back and say, okay, well, I want to be with you. I'm in love with you. My question is, how do you get to that point? I understand because I've done some spiteful shit to teach one of my siblings a lesson about some shit she did to me. And when I did it, I was like, I told you, if I wanted to, I could come for it, but I'm going to let you have this. I'm not going to lie, I've done that to be spiteful. But to sit there and say I'm going to fall for somebody who once dated my siblings, you're causing problems on yourself. If you wouldn't do it in real life, because I know some people who would, if you wouldn't do that in real life, don't turn around and do it on SL. Don't date somebody who dated your sibling, especially if you know they broke your sibling's heart. Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to go through that? Don't date somebody who dated your parents, your aunts, your uncles. I understand SL gets to the point where you have so many family it's distant, but the family that's your immediate family, don't do that.
Hold on, sis. This is the thing. Him and the girl is real life and whatever. They're real life, and he speaks to somebody on SL.
Somebody who's related to the girl on SL?
And she, okay, this is the thing. They met through SL. They started talking on SL, whatever, and he has a girl, he has a girl, she has a dude, or whatever. How do you see that relationship? How do you?
Well, honestly, I feel like if you're going to be arrow somebody that you are on SL with, you have to come up with rules and boundaries. It's not just like, oh, you do what you want to do and I do what I want to do. If you're going to be RO with someone that you met off of a game, you both have to be on that game, and you both are going to come across each other because, let's face it, of the urban community on SL is extremely small. So, for in turn, it doesn't matter. He can have a girlfriend, but why does it have to be her mom? Why does it have to be...
It's not her mom. It's not her mom. His girlfriend is not her mom. His girlfriend is somebody
totally
else.
Totally different other person.
So he has a girlfriend and he's playing with the mom.
And he's real with the other with the other girl.
And he's real with the other person. Well, he just
so
sounds
that's
like
no. That's just,
no, I'm just playing.
That's not
but,
the kind of relationship she needs to be in.
Well, I feel like they need to set up rules and boundaries because you can't expect the girl not to act crazy if there's no rules and boundaries. If you have rules and boundaries, then, you know, she could follow those rules. Well, any good woman will follow those rules. Any good man will follow those rules that you set up. I don't like when you do this, so please don't do it. Take my feelings into consideration and don't do it. If you want to be RO with me and we're seeing each other, how I feel, because I do invest my real-life feelings on this game, obviously, because I met you and we're together now, I'm going to need you to not talk to my mom. Okay, I'm going to need you to keep your SL relationship strictly SL. I don't want you to talk to that person on the phone, and I don't want you to, like, you know, cam up with that person. You know what I'm saying? You have to set those rules and boundaries in order for you to feel secure in your relationship, because people will push the envelope if there are none, because they'll think, oh, if you, like, if I allow my boyfriend who plays SL to have sex with girls on SL, he's going to think that's okay and that's normal behavior that he could do. Mm-hmm. And then when I kirk off because he done fucked the wrong bitch, it's going to be a problem. You see what
another,
I'm saying?
Okay, so you're saying that... Oh, shit, I forgot the fucking question. God damn it. It was right on my tongue. mad right now that I forgot the damn question. Oh, my God.
Intern, I just feel like you, any SL relationship has to have boundaries. You have to get a clear cut.
Let me get it out. So is it okay for him to even say that he's going to meet other people of SL as friends?
No. Well, let me rephrase that. Does she think it's acceptable for him to meet other people off SL as friends? Because if she isn't comfortable with it, then he, in turn, has to respect her feelings. If he doesn't want her to meet other people off SL as friends, then he has the right to say he doesn't want that either. I think people go into relationships feeling like it's, I mean, I don't want to be tit for tat, but you really have to say, okay, would I want her to do this if it was me? And if he can genuinely sit there and say, yeah, you could go meet Raekwon off of SL, knowing damn well he's the biggest hoe on SL to boot, then, you know, you do what you do. But there has to be compromise. There has to be that communication, and there has to be that acceptance. It can't just be.
I have a question. I want to understand why. This is something that no one can ever explain to me. You're in a relationship with someone, right? And you have these issues, like the one you just stated, where you know this dude is talking to this person's SL girlfriend, or you have these issues where you know this girl is a hoe. You have all these issues. It's not even like you know. It's just you've heard from close friends, and that's not always reliable. So you've seen things. You've seen chats. You've seen this. You've seen that. You see all these issues, and it's not like these are slight issues. These are, like, big issues. Explain to me, why the fuck are you dating them? Why are you talking? Because in my opinion, I see some people who date casually to date, but you get in a relationship not to waste time, but to build potential for marriage. If this person can't even be trusted on a virtual game and they go find not some random to be on SL with, but someone who you call your mom because that is a bond, why is that somebody you want to continue your life with? I think it's very simple in this case. If he's taking it to that point, that's straight disrespect. There is no but maybe this, maybe you need to set boundaries. No. If he doesn't have the common sense, there are some boundaries that need to be set from time to time. Boundaries such as, you know, if you feel uncomfortable with a dude talking, like, in a flirty manner to another woman, or you feel uncomfortable with going to a club with your man and him dancing on other women, because not everyone feels that, those are boundaries you need to address. But saying something like, don't fuck my mom, what? I'm sorry, that's not a boundary. I feel like I say that.
You shouldn't have to tell me that.
Yeah, so,
that's like common
ma'am,
sense.
Because that's bullshit. I don't care if it's SL. You don't need to talk to that person. This is the shit I'm saying. Watch who it is you're trying to get with. You're trying to fix a problem that is going to cause potential problems down the line. He can't respect you in that manner alone. There's going to be bigger issues down the line, is all I'm saying.
Right.
He should have known from the get-go not to fuck with your mom. You just don't do that. Like, why even attempt? That's what would get me. Like, why even attempt? Like, why do that?
He's not worth it right there.
In my eyes, he's not worth it. And for the fact that he's already in another relationship on SL, and then you're taking
I think she said that the girl was in a relationship as well. So both of them are obviously in relationships on SL, pursuing an RL relationship.
Okay,
I think
in my eyes,
there's like too many people involved already.
I hate to say it, but I feel like they are both in the wrong right there. I really do.
I feel like if you're in an RL relationship, if you're both together in an RL relationship, that's the shit I just said. Even if you're not brother and sister in SL, don't do this shit where you're both dating people, because one of y'all are going to get upset. Why would you do that?
Right.
They started in SL, and then they became
real.
That's the thing. They started in SL, and they were both
so
in relationships in SL.
So they know better, is what you're saying.
They're both in other relationships in SL. They started in SL, then they took it real.
They were friends They were friends on SL, and they met each other in real as friends while they both had a relationship, and it both they both had a relationship on SL, and it clicked from there to the point where they started messing around with each other in real life.
So they were cheating from the beginning, and now they're confused why there's problems. Oh, that makes sense.
Because there's trust issues from the beginning. I mean, it just started out bad. There's always going to be an issue now because you started out cheating. You're going to end up cheating. It's just the way you're going to think from now on because he cheated with you. He cheated another person
you.
Just like, what makes you, like, of course you're going to have these issues because you're going to think, like, well, he cheated on that girl with me, and now, you know, what if he cheats on me with somebody else?
It's
the
old saying, and it's still true to this day. What you're willing to do for each other, you're willing to do to each other.
To each other,
exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why I feel that they were both in the wrong to even start this relationship. It should have never happened.
Now I want to know, does this mean the dude was dating her mom before they got together?
No, he never dated the mom.
My life was about to be blown. Okay, I'm okay now.
Okay, no, he never dated his mother, whatever. But they were friends in SL or whatever at first, and then they met up in real life, and it became more when they started dating in real life or whatever. I forgot the whole story, but I know they met up in real life, and then they became real life, but at the same time, they still have significant others on SL, that which they say is strictly SL.
Mm-hmm. How can you know that for sure? Because if you both, you know, how can you know that for sure? You don't. Because look what happened in their situation. Look what happened in their particular situation. They started SL, they met up in real life. What makes you think that he didn't start out, just because he started out on SL with the other person doesn't mean that they took it real life.
And then on top of that, he's saying that he wants to meet other people as friends from SL. Like, okay. Dead giveaway.
We need to move on to another question now.
Okay, so the next question is, I'm just going in order. What's the sexiest thing your partner can do in the bedroom?
Oh, Jesus.
Well, what was that question again?
Pull my hair, spank me on the ass. Tell me exactly what you want to do. Tell me what you want. Right there. Tell me what you want. Toss me around. That's what I need. I need you to boss me around. That's the sexiest thing to me. Boss me around.
She says, spank me and pull my hair.
I need you to choke me, spank me, pull my hair. Tell me exactly how body I have been. And keep it going. I don't want you to stop for nothing. I don't hear, babe, I'm tired. I don't hear, let me catch my breath. No, you started, so we going to finish this shit. And we going to finish.
Hi. We're just like sexual beings. We're just like purely sexual. Like, I don't know. You have to boss me around. If you want to turn me on, boss me around. Be the dominant person.
All right. Next question is, how do you handle your kids integrating with your new hubby in SL?
I don't have that issue. I can't speak on it.
Yeah, I don't either.
Well, I've been in a situation myself where I was involved with someone who had kids, and all of a sudden the kids just stopped talking to me. As soon as I got with their dad, they were just like, oh, cold shoulder. Like, when before it wasn't like that. But then all of a sudden, it was like that, you know? And I think I didn't want to be like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to ignore your kids because, you know, whatever, because I'm with you, and if they don't like it, oh, well, kick rocks. I mean, but they're the kids. Like, you know, it's just like, dang, like, you want to be accepted by the kids. I mean, because I know I've had that problem. I've had that problem where, you know, it was hard integrating the kids. And then I've had situations where my own child was like, oh, hell no, you're not dating this man.
Right.
And I'm like, look, I'm grown. I'm going to do what I want to do. You are my child. You're role-playing my child. You stay in your child's place. You know?
Can we say that again, please? I said, can you say that again? You are my child and you stay, because I've seen, because I don't have kids. I don't plan to no time soon. But my mom has like 50,000 of us, for those of y'all who know my family. And my mom and her first hubby broke up in large parts due to me. Because I said so. But I don't know my mama, but I was in her head. Anyway, she dated somebody else, and there was an issue, not because he was a bad guy, but just because none of my siblings, me and my siblings are all very headstrong people. So what they want to do is what they want to do. They don't care. And they feel like they have a say-so and who you're going to talk to. Granted, because this person might potentially be your new father, or, you know, might potentially be your new stepfather, or whatever the case may be, you want to have a say-so in who this person is. Mm-hmm. But I feel like there's a limit to that. You can't come in and just be like, nah, mom, no, dad, you're not dating this person. Because then,
right.
I mean,
right.
You have a line to cross. Like, you just cross the line. And then the next line behind that is, I don't care to me. My main avatar, like I said, is a teenager. On my Bumshi account, I'm 22 like I am in real life. But you're still somebody's child. Just because you're 22 don't mean you come out of side pocket and talk sideways to your mom because you're grown. So, because
right.
Around here in my real life, you talk grown, you get slapped like you grown. Like, it doesn't
right.
matter. I gave
exactly.
birth to you.
Right. And that's what I mean when you stay in a child's place. I mean, when I say that, I mean, you can put your input. Like, mom, I don't really like that guy. I really don't think he's the one for you. You know what I'm saying? Just like any relationship that you have on SL, you're going to support me. If you're really my family and you really love me, you're going to support me in my decisions. And you're going to be there for me when I fall. That's just how it is. That's just how I am with my son. That's how I am with all of my sisters. That's how I am with my mom, my dad. When I was on my little account, my kid account, before I was really on my main account, I was in a situation with my SL dad where I had a bigger sister, and I don't know if she had a crush on my dad, but, like, looking back on it now, I kind of see that she probably did. He got a girlfriend, and she made me drop him because he didn't discuss it with us first. And I'm like, well, I mean, I'm going all hard in the paint, like, you know, like, oh, yeah, dad, you should have told us, and I don't know that woman, and da-da-da-da. And then I'm sitting here thinking, I'm not dating him. Why do I even care? Like, you know, I'm like, why do I even care? He's still my dad, and he's still going to put me first. And as a child, you should know that you're, like, I'm not saying this for all SL parents because this is not true. But a good SL parent, they're going to put their children first. If my son doesn't like someone I'm dating, my son knows better, both of my sons know better than to be like, oh, mom, you have to leave him or it's going to be some problem. They're going to let me make my own mistakes. And I think it would be beneficial for the majority of SL children if they let things run their course. Now, if your parents are dating a horrible person where they're just, you know, doing horrible things to you, then I think, you know, that as a child, you should kind of step out of character a little bit.
Right. Tell them exactly what's going on. Like,
but
I know for a fact, like, every
when you're
girlfriend,
doing it.
Yeah. Every girlfriend that my dad has had
I've given at least half a chance, even if they don't talk to me, or if they do talk to me, and you grow a relationship with those people, you just don't drop them. I don't know. I've learned to, like, just, I see the good in people. Like, my twin always tells other people about me. I see the good in everybody, and it's just, I don't know. I'm going to give you that chance. If you blow up and if you just, like, screw up, then I'm going to be like, eh. I'll be civil with you, but I'm just not going to mess with you anymore. I don't know.
All right.
I already forgot what the question was. I just wanted to say that.
And that's why Lulu and Mr. are my step cousins, kind of.
Right? Yeah. All right. The next question is, how do you maintain a long-term relationship in SL?
Oh, Lord.
I can tell you that. Don't be an expert on relationships.
I am the expert, but I don't maintain long relationships because I am a commitment pansy. Yeah.
I've actually had a relationship for over a year on SL, but I am not an expert on it, only because the guy was only on, like, maybe 3 or 4 months out of that year. On and off.
Should that be the expert on this question?
So, I have no idea who the expert is, so.
Wouldn't it be.
I would say it would be me, but then again, no, it wouldn't be, because we haven't been to, we've been together, we've known each other for 7 years. But only been together since mid last year. But we've known each other for 7 years.
Well, I mean,
that's pretty long.
That's a long time.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you guys, you know, maintain your relationship?
Because we were friends first. We were close friends first. We trust each other with everything. I mean, our relationship just doesn't exist in this. So we're real life, too. I mean, he calls me, I call him. You know, we talk to each other every day, so it's a strong relationship because we started off as friends first, and because I knew who he was. I actually met him in World of Warcraft. That's where I met him at, and then met him there. Then we talked in Dare.com for a little while, and then some other little game called Free Rim that his little daughter liked. So she took me to Free Rim with her. She's such a sweet little kid. I hated Free Rim, but anyway, I loved her. But so. Every game that he's ever played, we've always became friends in that game. And I've always, I mean, I can admit it now, I've always loved him. I've loved him now for 6 years. But I was too afraid to express that because of the simple fact he was with someone else at the time. And, you know, things were things. But didn't know he was in love with me, too. So long story short, one day I'll tell you guys all about that. We ended up together. I broke it up. Because I felt like it wasn't the right time. So I broke the relationship up, and he told me, you know, this is our destiny. We need to be together. The whole violin, we're in love type of thing. But so far, so good. I mean, we've been friends. We make sure that we maintain that friendship. You know, I love the guy. He's great. He's basically a dream come true. Every time I wake up, I'm scared that, you know, the day before was just a dream and I was in a coma or something and he doesn't really exist. But we have to be honest with you. I think the first thing you have to do is be honest with each other no matter what, even if the other person doesn't agree with it or feels like it's, you know, not fair. You have to be honest. You have to be. That's the first thing to be, is honest about your real life. If there's somebody else in your real life, you shouldn't be in a relationship any damn way, but I think the first thing is that we really have to be honest with each other. You have to have a solid friendship, a solid relationship. I just got blessed. I won't even say it was luck. I just got blessed to have him. So that's how we maintain it. Hope I don't jinx it. Let me pinch myself. You know, but, yeah.
Can I add to that? I'm not an expert, but can I add to that? Hold on, ladies. I have to get in my car. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Based on what I see on SL Facebook, I'm going to say this. Your friends aren't your friends when you're in a relationship. Let me tell you that now. I will never in my whole life ask Sugar what's going on in her relationship. in her real life relationship or her SL relationship, I will never in my life ask any of y'all, so how is your relationship going? I will never expect for you to come and tell me, oh, sis, my boo, my boyfriend, my husband is doing this, this, that, and the third to me. Why don't you do that? Because then you paint your significant other in a bad light.
Right.
So people see the negative. Then when they come around, they seem to be this positive individual that drags them in. So now you're putting other people in your business. Just like the people who I see, and this isn't shade or subs, but I see a lot of people on Facebook every day talking about their significant other when they're in a fight. And you don't do that. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't put other people in your business like that. Like, I've even said,
right,
I'm not in a relationship. Don't come and ask me about why your man is doing, I don't know. I'm not with your man. I'm not in a relationship. The only person I'll ever talk to about my relationship is, like, my mom. On that show.
Right.
Because.
Yeah,
right,
I think everybody has that designated person.
Yeah,
or
that one
even,
person.
Yeah.
Right.
But
right,
it doesn't need to be like everybody. And also,
no,
this whole baggage thing, I'm going to let people know. I have more baggage than Paris Hilton going on a day trip. I have ridiculous loads of baggage. Please believe every relationship I've ever been in, the baggage stays at the fucking door. I understand, and I'm a little bit touchy about this right now because of my feelings being hurt lately or recently, but when you say some shit like, oh, I don't know how I feel because me and my ex or me and my ex went through this or this happened with me and my ex, don't nobody give a damn about your ex.
Right.
I'm your next. No. We're not talking about your ex.
Right.
Keep your ex away from your next. That doesn't make sense. Don't bring up your ex.
Oh,
don't mention
like
what
that
happened in your past. Don't do none of that. It's okay to have baggage. Everyone does. But handle it accordingly. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. I'll call you. I'm going to call right back in. Give me a minute.
Okay.
Okay.
Just make sure you handle it accordingly. Make sure what you're saying makes sense. And stop listening to Tom, Dick, and Harry telling you your boyfriend, girlfriend, transgender, gay, it doesn't matter. Stop listening to people telling you that they're cheating on you. Don't do that. That's stupid.
Keep your ex away from your next. Love that.
I like that. I like that.
It's like a time in
like
here because I sort of have been in a sort of long-term relationship too. So I have some advice. I feel like communication is everything, one. As you guys know, I'm with a girl, so that's different, right? There are different things you kind of have to be aware of being with another woman as it involves, you know, feelings and times, certain times where feelings are heightened and things of that nature. So you kind of have to know the person that you're with. And vibe with them, you know, through different things. Baggage, I think, is tricky. It's always going to be there, and it's going to follow you, and you are going to relate your past relationships to your next relationship. And just because it's unsaid, you know, it's still there, you know. People are still going to equate, you know, well, Max didn't do this. Well, I went through the same thing with Max. You know, it's still going to be in their minds, but if you communicate effectively and say, you know, I've been through this situation before, I don't want to be through it again, how can we resolve, you know, whatever issue we're having, you know, you'll fare better than you did last time because you'll have experience with it. So I think that baggage is a good thing. I think being transparent with your partner is very important. I think laying your things on the table, and I think I'm talking more real life than SL because, you know, sometimes in SO you don't really have to get this deep, but, you know, I think having a healthy amount of communication and being transparent with your partner is always a good thing. I think that as it regards SO specifically, being transparent and having limits, like what was mentioned before, is most certainly a good thing. Some people do choose to have an SO mate and a real life mate. And so knowing boundaries and things, like was mentioned before, is a good thing to do. in order to maintain the long-term relationship, I guess, in SO. But yeah, those are my thoughts. We, Tay and I get along because we're similar and because we're silly and, you know, because we communicate effectively. Those three things kind of keep us moving forward. Both have a lot of mutual admiration and respect for each other as people. And, yeah.
Aww, so sweet.
All right. So what problems do you experience as it regards your personal relationships in SO?
I didn't understand the question.
Well, I think the question is like, what problems do you have in relationships that is specific to us all? Like, for me, previously, I had issues with people getting too attached when I set clear boundaries as it regards my SL and my role play. Like, for me specifically, like I said, for a long time, I did not voice, and I wouldn't get on cam or mic or anything like that. But, you know, it was just one of my things. Like, I do not want to see your pictures. I really don't care. Like, I am role-playing with your avatar, so I don't need to know who you are behind the computer screen. You know, this is my avatar and your avatar, having an avatar relationship, not a real-life SL hybrid relationship, just an SL one. So in the past, I had issues with people not respecting my boundaries and being let go because they couldn't understand what meant to roleplay instead of whatever they call, whatever, I guess, this new single thing is, y'all call roleplaying, whatever.
I think my biggest problem my entire, when my family members try to tell me what to do and when to do it. Because I'm extremely, Lulu does what she wants, when she wants, and how she wants to do it. I'm on my own show. Please do not. You can voice your opinion on the comment card. I will take it into consideration. Thank you for your opinion. Let's keep it moving. If you do not like it, you can kick rocks because you are not obligated to be in my life. Nothing in SL is permanent. And I've had so many issues with my family in regards to, oh, you can't do this, or you can't hang out with this person, or you shouldn't do that because, you know, I've had so many issues with that because of other people's drama or how they view other people versus letting me make my own mistakes or letting me go off on my own and doing things. It pisses me off to the point where I go off, and that's my biggest problem is feeling like, you know, like I can't make my own decisions when people want to make their decisions for you.
Well,
and it's not fair. I'm 23 in real life. I have my own stuff, you know. I'm a grown woman, and
right.
I'm role playing 23 on SL. So you cannot tell me what to do. You know, I respect you as my mom. I respect you as my grandma. I respect you as my grandfather. Whatever you're role playing, I respect you. But please do not tell me I can't hang out with Tom, Dick, and Harry because you don't like them, because you have a long-ass history of fucking each other over. You know what I'm saying? Your personal dramas have nothing to do with me.
Look, Lulu, you can't hang out with Sinai anymore because I don't like her.
Oh, my God.
I don't like her, so I don't care if you're 23. You're going to do what the hell my 22-year-old ass tells you to do.
Okay. I don't know, honey, Boo-Boo Child, please.
The only
honey, Boo-Boo, you can 5 pounds, baby. But me, what I say goes, okay? And if you don't like it, you can leave my family, and I don't ever want to hear from you again, and take my last name off your name, and don't comment on my shit no more.
My name,
how?
Your last name on my name? Hold on.
I don't know. I just thought I'd make a point. Don't come
the only person she listens to is me, so let's keep that in mind. I'm just kidding.
Well, I mean, in a sense, like, 20 knows I don't like that, and it's something that I seriously have a problem with. I can't take orders from other people.
Right.
I have to be in charge of
me. And you
me.
Just have to be there.
But
my
I know
that
yeah. even if Lisa doesn't agree with me on something, she's always there. And if I say, I want to date this guy because I like him, she might think he's all types of wrong for me. She will tell me, 20, I don't know if that's the best decision, but whatever you want to do, we're doing it. We're in this together. And if and when it doesn't work out, she's right there. And it's not a sense of, oh, I just keep telling her that she shouldn't do this and she shouldn't do that, and I'm not going to be there for her anymore because she just doesn't learn. It's not like
right.
that. And I don't think she ever feels that way. Because
I've
when she wants to do something,
whole,
yeah. yeah, when she wants to do something and I don't like it, it doesn't matter because she's my twin, she's my family, and I take that seriously. I don't look at Lisa just as somebody that I role play with on SL. I look at her as a sister in real life. That's how I view her. Like, I look at her like my mother gave birth to her, and she's just as close to me as my little sister that's sleeping on the couch who's visiting me from Germany. I look at her like that.
Right. It's never like, I've never told her the whole I told you so. Like, you don't do that with people that you're trying to be
about.
There for her.
Yeah.
You know,
I
told you so. Yeah.
Yeah. I think, and then then you have people who, in your, like, your family, they're like, you're not going to do this while I'm around. I'm not going to see you fall. I'm not going to see you fail. And, yes, I agree. Some people put themselves in situations where they just don't need to be in. But if you're really someone's family, like you say you are, then you're going to have to let them make that mistake on their own. They're going to have to go through things because they're just going to have this undying curiosity of, they told me not to do it.
I'm
going to
do
it
now.
I want to do it now because they told me I couldn't do it. Versus
exactly.
if you just let me do it versus, like, a lot of people in my family don't understand. In a week, if I say I like a guy, if I say I like one guy and nobody else likes him, I can guarantee you within a week or a week and a half, I will not like him anymore. And it's not because everybody else didn't like him. It's because I got to know him for myself, and I have the attention span of a freaking potato. I cannot keep my attention on one guy for two
right.
months at all. So I might really, 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 really like this guy this week, but next week, I mean, so
it's
don't stress
be
about
someone
it.
Else.
Don't
yeah.
just don't stress about it, because I'm not. And
right.
I guarantee you, 9 times out of 10, I really don't care about your opinion anyway. So, okay, thanks. Okay, thanks, bye.
I think my
it's
biggest issue would be when people want you to play their SL and not your own. When they feel like you should base almost the same thing as what she's saying, but you should basically do the role play they expect you to do, even
right.
though you have a different agenda, a different outlook, what you want to do, how you want to do your role play. Because everybody comes to their self for their own reasons, whether to be the role play family, whether to be to cheat on their husband, their wife, whether to be a business. Everybody has a reason to be in SL, and everybody's
mm-hmm.
reasons is not the same. So, of course, you're going to have to, you know, go, okay, I'm going to agree with what, you know, what Aaliyah wants to do. I'm going to agree with what Sanaya wants to do. You have to agree with what a person wants to do. You can't just tell them. That was my problem with my past family, is the fact that they wanted me to role play when they wanted me to role play. They didn't give a shit about what I wanted to do. I had to actually end up killing off my avatar because they just didn't get it and just X them all
mm-hmm.
out. And it was like, adios, fuck all of you, I could care less. And I'm usually not like that, but I can be pushed to a point, too. You know, I can be to the point where fuck off as well. But they all wanted me to role play things. They wanted me to role play, you know. And after a while, I was like, I hate that. It's like you have a right to do what you want to do. The game is open for everyone. If you can't agree with what a person does, then don't deal with the person straight out. You have to sub them or, you know, put shade on them or talk shit about them. Just go about your own merry way. But I can't stand that. Let me do my role play.
Yeah, like I was in a situation recently that where I was told not to talk to somebody. Like, they automatically assumed that I was going to be messing with this person. I'm like, no, I'm not like that. I will become friends with the person first, and then I will decide if I want to do anything further. But don't tell me not to talk to somebody. That just don't tell me to cut somebody. Don't tell me not to talk to somebody because that's just going to make me want to do it more. And I told my 20, I go, I feel bad that I'm doing it, but then I don't. Because how can you tell me as a friend, you're supposed to be my friend, introduce me to somebody, but then back off and say, no, don't talk to them. Just leave them alone. Don't talk to them. Like, how can you as a friend do that to someone? Like, who are you to tell me who to be friends with?
I also think that, you know, you being in this friendship as well, I think I see you kind of developing a strong friendship. You know what I'm saying? I see that, you know, that the friendship is good for you. And I see that you like the friendship. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, I'm not going to discourage it because you're happy. And I like to see you happy.
But other people don't
I'm
like
gonna
to see other
be
people
the bad
happy.
Person,
That's
then.
The thing. I think that other people don't like to see other people happy in this game. And it kind of sucks. Like, I'm happy being friends with everybody. I love friends. I love being friends with everybody. That's what I live for on this game. I love to be friends. I love to do my thing. I love to hang out with my sisters. I love to do my little shopping. You know, I love doing that. Don't come in here and
I'll
tell
be
me
the bad
I can't
one,
be friends
I'll be
with
the
somebody.
Bad one and say it. I've told, it depends a lot for me. I met my twin on IMVU, and she was dating this girl. And I give everybody the same opportunity. Everyone starts on a clean slate with me. I don't like you. I don't hate you. I just don't care. I don't know you. And, you know, it's like you either get points or you lose points. Not saying you have to compete to win my friendship or anything like that. But I meet you and I say, hi, how are you doing? And if you don't speak, it goes downhill from there. If you're friendly, it goes uphill from there. I basically didn't like the girl because of the way she treated my twin. Twin broke up with her, dated her again. This is me. Twin, I know you're going to do what you want to do. I personally would just like to let you know I don't like it. Same thing on SL. The girl came to SL too. I was like, this bitch again. And by this time, I'm not going to lie. I was OD pissed. I'm like, twin, what the fuck? If this bitch doesn't go die off some high cliff, I swear I'm going to be so pissed off at you. And because my twin is who she is and my twin does what she wants to do, my twin dated this damn monkey once again. And the whole time, I didn't want to be rude because I love my twin. Like, she's like me, except, like, evil. So when she's dating this monkey, I'm just sitting here looking, and, like, everything this kid says, and I tried to be friendly because that's what my twin wanted. She's like, I really want y'all to be friends. I try to be nice to this fool starts hitting on me. I'm like, is this bitch serious?
Oh, wow.
And then it becomes, oh, but I was just kidding. So from there, I had to take it. I have to be a bitch. I don't care. Usually I'm like, oh, it's about to say I told you so. No, fuck that. Here goes me. Twin, I told you this bitch is crazy. I told you this. I told you that. I don't give a fuck. I'm not talking to this bitch anymore. You can date her. You can do what you want to do. Me, I'm not talking to her. If you're around her, I'm not coming around. This isn't to say I don't want to hang out with you, because it can just be me and you or me, you, and the family. But me, you, and this bitch, it's not going to happen. So I'll be that bad person and say it. But I feel like, if, you know, you just started dating somebody and I don't know them, or I know of them and they have a bad reputation or whatever, I'm going to let you do that. But if you dated them before and they fucked you over, I'm not going to keep my mouth shut. I'm not going to sit here and be like, well, you're going to do what you want to do. Simply because when I care about somebody and I see them get hurt once, and I might even sit there and see it twice, I'm not letting it happen a third, fourth, fifth time. I don't think that's necessary. Even though I know my talking isn't going to make them stop dating this person, in the back of my head, I really hope that if I say it 5,000 more times, it'll work. It never does. But one day, it's going to. One day it will. I'm telling you now. It's going to work one day.
Leah and I were talking about this earlier. Remember Leah?
We did this earlier. This exact conversation. It's like you want to help them and to help them to understand that, you know, maybe I see something that you don't see, and perhaps if I say it a certain way, you'll understand what I'm trying to get across to you. But, you know, some people just want to kind of do what they want to do, and that's okay, you know. But
right.
as a friend or a family member, I am going to share, you know,
how I feel. And I don't feel like I need to sugarcoat it to you. I feel like I'm not going to be there rubbing it in your face when you're sad. You know, if you're heartbroken, I'm not going to say, I told you so. But in that second while you're dating this fool, every little thing they do, I'm going to tell you, didn't I tell you this monkey here is going to do this? That's exactly me. That's me all day.
Ultimately, you just don't want to see your friend be hurt. You know,
right?
You don't want to have
to. And you don't want to see the people that you care about hurt. But I do feel like as with me and my twin, we're very accepting of each other and each other's decisions. Like, we have this whole united front. I don't know how to explain it, or, you know, like, where if she makes the decision, I'm backing her 100%. I have totally thought that some of the guys that she has dated have been wrong for her. She thinks that the majority of the guys that I talk to are douchebags, or they're not good enough for me. Does she tell me? Yes. Do I tell her? Yes. It's never like, you know, and if they come around, I'm like, okay, whatever, you know, I'll go AFK, or I'll go do something on my own. But if my twin needs me, I'm right there. You know what I'm saying? I never, like, I'm not like, oh, yeah, I knew he was going to do that to you. Because I've been in situations where I'm not going to lie. I was so stuck on my ex that it didn't matter what he did. I was still in it to win it. And I'm like, Twinny, I don't know why I keep putting myself through this. She's like, I know. Don't do it. I do it anyway. I know. It's okay. Like, you know, are you going to learn yet? But I'm the type of person, you can tell me, and I'm going to take in consideration your opinion. I'm going to value your opinion. Don't tell me not to do it, because at the end of the day, that's the person I care about. If I want to hurt myself 1,000 times, that's what I'm going to do. You know,
but you be there in the end, and you be there for that person.
As my family member and as my friend, are you willing to be there for me? Like, I'm going to be willing there to be there for you, because love in general, love is a fucked up bitch. I'm sorry. I mean, for some people, it can be awesome. For others, it can be tragic situations, and getting out of those tragic situations can take time. And I think, like, in my situation, my 20 recognized that I needed time, and I needed to slowly wean myself off, or it wasn't just, like, you know, a band-aid, because I genuinely was in love with this person. Like, I was really, really in love, infatuated, obsessed with this person.
Right.
So my 20 was the person I needed at the right time. Like, I'll call her and I'm like, 20, oh my God, I can't believe he did this, or I can't believe he said that. And she's like, wow. You know, it was just never, she was never discouraging, I guess is what I'm trying to say. She was she's never discouraging or like, oh, yeah, I told you so. Because I don't, me personally, you could tell me so many times, but I don't deal well with being badgered at. I don't deal well with being talked at or being like, oh, yeah, okay, I see you're lecturing me again. I don't deal well with that because I'm a Virgo. I'm the very, I criticize myself so much that I criticize myself worse than anybody else. So I know what I'm doing. I just need you to be there for me while I'm doing it.
Right. Okay. And that's what we do. That's what we do for each other. That's what family members do for each other. That's what they're supposed to do for each other. Not saying they all do, but that's just...
Right. Well, ladies, we are no longer live on air. We are no longer live on air. We actually are off air at this time. People will hear this, of course, because they will listen to the feed. I think we better wrap it up. I'm getting tired. I'm getting sleepy. I'm sure Miss Aaliyah, Miss AC. Ladies, as always, it was a pleasure. We've got to do it again. Definitely. I think in Endgame, we need to do it on the set.
At your studio, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
yes,
ma'am.
Okay.
So much fun. That was
fun. Everybody, say goodbye. Bye, everybody.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. We really appreciate it. Next time, we will be on stage. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Oh,